We're talking with Scott DeWald of REI Oklahoma. Scott, tell me a little bit about what REI is all about.
All right. Well, REI, for starters, stands for Rural Enterprises Incorporated. It is a nonprofit economic development firm that was formed about 36 years ago. Our founder is Wes Watkins. He formed the organization so that we could download federal programming into Little Dixie at the time. We're now statewide and are delivering SBA, USDA, and other programs on a statewide basis. We also have our own small business lending programs, our small business development programs, women's business centers, and such. But the core of what we do is serve those people in need in rural parts of the state that are trying to either get into a home or start a small business.
So as you're trying to, you know, really focus on rural Oklahoma, there's a variety of things that you can actually offer to folks in the rural parts of the state, right?
Absolutely. We do loans from $5,000 to small jelly manufacturers, clear up to $300,000 to people that are producing hot chocolate mixes, barbecue sauces, all kinds of food stuff through our food incubator down in Durant. And so we work with those folks. We work with people in rural Oklahoma, movie theaters, just runs the gamut of things. A lot of manufacturing is taking place, small mom and pop, you know, two to three people. Guys and gals that are involved in agriculture, but in the wintertime are manufacturing a product, whether it be a truck bed or a rail or whatever the case may be, bell spikes. So that's kind of our sweet spot, and we work with those folks a lot.
You know, quality of life in a lot of cases.
Absolutely. It is about quality of life and opportunity and creating opportunities out in the rural parts of the state. Even though we were formed 36 years ago to deploy federal programs in the rural parts of the state, there are still parts of the state that aren't getting touched as often as they should. What we're trying to do is make sure that everyone in the rural parts of the state have the same opportunities for economic prosperity as people in Oklahoma City and Tulsa.
Yeah, you know, we see a lot of challenges to trying to be successful in rural parts of Oklahoma and really rural America. You know, some of those things include, you know, rural broadband, the right kind of workforce. And you know, I'm sure these are things you struggle with every day.
Yeah, we do struggle with those things, and including in that is your workforce, housing, broadband, access to internet, those kind of things. We know of companies in rural Oklahoma who are highly technical and have a great amount of dependence on and reliance on computer programming to do manufacturing, whatever it might be. But because of the narrowness of their bandwidth, they might have to shut down part of the operation just so that they can configure the computer systems for the other part of the operation. It's really unfortunate, but we do see that, and it's a great example is in the timber industry, where they have software that will maximize a log and tell them exactly how they should cut that log in order to get the most amount out of it. This particular company, who has very narrow bandwidth, if they want to use that computer program, they can't run payroll. That's how ridiculous it is, and it's really hamstringing them from being able to be as efficient and productive as they could. So many things are highly technological now. That makes that bandwidth even that more important.
Right.
So that, coupled with workforce, coupled with housing, coupled with opportunity, there's plenty of room out there for us to try to provide programming, whether it be economic development training, whether it be small business development training, whether it be finance. We're doing a lot, and I think there's still room to do a great deal more.
And you've got a big celebration coming up.
We do. October the 8th, we have the Dream Big Oklahoma event. Big standing for building, investing, and growing. Our vision statement is to enhance Oklahoma's economic prosperity. As a nonprofit organization that's focused on that vision, we decided we wanted to have an event that would shine a really positive light on those organizations that are doing great things in rural parts of the state. And so on October the 8th in Shawnee at the Grand Casino, we will have our second annual. This will be the second one that we've done. And we will spend some time really shining a light on some really great things that are happening. And it's not just rural. I mean, we're going to shine a light on some entrepreneurial resources that are available. We're going to shine a light on some loan programs that are available. And so we're really looking forward to it. It's a fun event. It's a gala event to kind of just brag on those small businesses that are doing extraordinary things.
So, you know, with that in mind, what's out there ahead? What are you seeing as you talk to people, as they share some of the visions they have? What's ahead that's a positive for rural Oklahoma?
Well, I think several things, but one thing that is important for us is to make sure that we're deploying programs that are relevant, things that can be utilized. The old formula of, well, the way to finance a business is, along with love banks, we deal with banks all the time, but there are those organizations that are startups and such that just don't have the collateral, they just don't have everything that they need, that may, rather than have a loan product, need a finance product such as an equity injection. So we're looking at opportunities to do equity injections in startup companies, and particularly in rural Oklahoma. We work very closely with I2E on venture assessments and that sort of thing for new startup manufacturers, high-tech companies, and that kind of thing. But you have to apply those same things to the person who's just trying to take a raw product and turn it into a finished product and make money in the process. So whether they're making jelly, barbecue sauce, or finished products, meats, whatever, some of those may need different avenues for finance than the conventional streams of finance. Mm-hmm. So we're looking at equity investments in those companies. We're looking at being able to work with startup companies. And I think on the horizon, we have to become more creative in the way that we deploy capital. And I think we have to be more creative in the way that we reach out to those people who are trying to create the jobs and grow the economy.